dear. Wow. All right. Today's daf is daf Chof Tes. We have to do a new Hadron. Today's daf is daf Chof Tes. We're holding on the Mishnah on Chof Ches on the day. And we're going to begin. Lo yomar adam l'tabach shkol li bediner basar. So if you're going to a tabak, you cannot mention an amount of money that you want, but you can tell him to give you some meat. So he could be shochet and cut it, and then the people that buy it from him will work it out afterwards. The lashon of shkol is a little problematic, because you can't weigh at all. So let's chat shkol li b'tiner. You can't say shkol li b'bida either, b'mishkal either. Some learned that shkol is from the lashon of that we just had. What did he say? Neima leila abba. What did he say to abba? Shkila tevusa v'shariyatizu. So shkol means take. Shkol is a take from me, not the lashon of measuring. Other than it, yeah. Look here, yeah. What's the double meaning?
Buy or take.
Okay, excellent. That's right. Kicha shkila. Okay, other than istamet, that's the way that we refer to the tabak that normally is shokai. So, you know, that's how you refer to it always, because he always usually what does with shkiva doesn't mean literally. You want it to be weighed.
Why isn't there a hakadah that you shouldn't speak in a normal way in order to differentiate?
That's not what abadav means. It means to be speaking about something that isn't no gea shabbos and yom. It's just a dover beyond that, but it's not that itself aser zuv to the chol. It's shaloi yeh diburai b'shabbos ki diburai b'chol. That's the Dabra Dabra. But if it's been Yonim of Shabbos, I mean, we wouldn't come up with ourselves. Just the Dabra Dabra means don't say it the way you would say it before if you're doing it cool, if you cover Shabbos. I mean, the person is saying, give me a nice piece of meat so I can have a Simchas Yantav. That's not called stam talking, is it? We'll see. Maybe there are those that hold it as an of Shinoi Dibur even. I never saw. In any event, so exactly how, if you don't want to buy a particular amount of the animal, I mean, so what do you do? If all you want is like a dollar's worth of meat, what do you suppose? You can't say, like we said earlier, I'll take a half, or I'll take a quarter, or I'll take a rib. So what do you do? Because you don't want so much. You know, you want a little bit of meat. Say, hechi avit. Well, what they would do basically is they would cut standard cuts of meat. They would wrap them in paper, you know, the way you have that. That's a standard piece of meat, so they would call that. In Surah, they would call it a tarta. You could order a tarta, or a palga tarta, and narish would be the same thing. We call it a chalka. So you could order a chalka, or a palga chalka, pupadisa, they would call it an uzia. So you could order an uzia or a palga uzia. That became Turkish. And Benahar Pakod, no, that's Greek, actually. Right?
Uzo.
Yeah. And Benahar Pakod, Mata Machasya, they would call it a riva or a palka riva. But there were standard pieces. The netach, they would cut, they would give a name to, and a slice of meat. That was standard. So, Shavua Tov, here we are on the last daf of Perek Shlishi, unfortunately without Sabra Chash with us today, who's sitting Shiva. So we'll start with the Mishnah on Daf Kof Tes, but Baruch Hashem, we have Yaakov is here. Rav Yaakov, give us a Zohar Helike Mishnah.
Zohar Helike
Mishnah. Adam Lechaviro. Malay Likliza Avalobimida. Since oftentimes people will borrow from one another, you can say to somebody, I'm gonna fill me up this kli. However, you cannot, now we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means, the number of different Purush, but Pashta, that's what it's saying is, it should not be with a kli mida. In other words, a kli that's used, dafka, for buying and selling particularly, or for knowing precisely, is not what you should use. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and this is very confusing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haya Kli Shal Nida Lo Yimalena. That seems to be exactly what we just said. if it's a kli that is used for measuring, so don't give him a measuring cup and say, can I borrow just this? And then basically you're talking about a precise amount as measured by the cup. But what's he changing from what the Tanakhama said? That the Gemara is going to have a few possibilities. It's a big Talmud Chacham, who was a storekeeper. So he had a lot of, quart bottles and so on. So he would fill up, before Yom Tov, he would fill it up because you're not allowed to be Isaac in Medida on Yom Tov, as we saw, either because it's Derech Mekach or Memka, or it's direct Uvda Dechol. Some learn that that's the same thing. Sometimes Rashi puts it together. Other Rishonim are Machalik. But in any event, the Eitzah that he had is that before Yom Tov, he would fill everything up, and then somebody who needed something on Yom Tov could take, let me have a bottle. That would have to be Masker Mida. Lamaisa, the bottle had already, he had filled before. Iran learns that this means that he sent it in the Mida, not that he would pour out from the Mida into the norm was that you would bring in your container, and then he would pour out Lafi Mida. Time is the Ran, that's itself of the Dechol, because that's where Derech Mekach or Memkar, which could be a Gezerah because of Shema Yichtav. And so he learns that the meaning is he had all of these filled up from before and he gave them the actual Midah, which is not the Derech of Mekach or Memkar. Normally, they would have it poured into your own container. If you want, you take the container. So that's already more Derech, like Stam borrowing from a friend taking it. Now, so this is what he would do before Yom Tov. Taina Zabashol, just coincidentally, Abashol Amer Avgumoed Hayaosake. But actually, Abashol ben Bitnis didn't only do this on Erev Yom Tov because of the problem of Medida on Yom Tov. Even during Chol HaMoed, he would also do this. And the reason he would do it, some have this Lashon in the Mishnah, others leave it out because the Gemara says later was because he didn't have time. But with this Lashon in the Mishnah, it may Birurei Hamidot means that when he would pour wine, the wine would generally create a little foam or pieces that are unusable, which he didn't have time to sit and wait. Every time somebody was buying wine, so he would have to sit and wait until now he fills it up to make sure he's not stealing from the other guy. So he would fill it up from before Yom Tov. That way he knew that he had everything measured out properly. Not before Yom Tov, even before Chol HaMoed. So why dafka Chol HaMoed? Why not all the time? Because according to this, it's because Chol HaMoed, he was very busy. He was a big Talmud Chacham. Everybody would, that's the time that people had to learn. So everybody would be coming to him, ask him, pshat him, and ask him for Piskei Halacha. He said, so he didn't have time to sit in the store. So he took care of it before. The norm was that when he, this already, Mitsui is a reference to Shemin. Birurei is a reference to yayin, because in yayin you have to clear out the part that's not usable. Shemen, because of its vicosity, it has to drip. It takes a long time for it to drip. So what he would do is somebody would bring him in something to, he would say, give me a liter of shemen. So he didn't want to pour him a liter of shemen, and then whatever would be stuck to the side of the liter, so the guy didn't get. So he would leave it overnight. So he used to do it all the time. He would drip it into containers overnight to make sure that it wasn't stealing from people. My avalo b'mida. What it is over here, the difference between the Tanakama's avalo b'mida and Rabbi Yehuda's imaya kli shel mida seems to be the same thing, because the Tanakama began with ma'alei li kli zeh avalo b'mida. So what exactly is the difference? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says the pshat is like this. The Tanakama is saying don't use a kli that's miyuchad l'mida. In other words, something that has already been used, that he uses in his store, don't use that to fill up the other person's thing, even though the bais and nobody mentioned a particular amount, not in money, not in the volume, but even using a kli, which is generally used for medida and mechira, is uvda dechol. But as far as the Tanakhama was concerned, kli ha'omed l'mida yimaleno. Let's say a person has extra backup measuring cups that he doesn't use for selling. So that's not a problem. It's only the actual ones that are used in the store. It comes along Rabbi Yehuda l'meima. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to be machmer and saying, even if it was a kli shel mida, forget about whether you actually use this kli. It's a type of kli which has on it the measurements and that you would use if you break the one that you're using now. So any kli that You can't even use something that is meant as a backup, because that also looks like Uvda Dechot. So, wait a minute, says the Gemara. So that means, in other words, Reb Yehuda is being machmer. I'm going to have a simchas yontev, Reb Yehuda is lechumra, and the Rabbanan is lekula. I thought, didn't we just have the mission before? That was just the opposite. Ibcha shaminanu, ditnan. We just had earlier, yesterday. We had Reb Yehuda, Imer shreikel adam basa keneged akli, keneged akufitz, vachachomim orimen mashkichim mekav mazayim kolika. Amar Reb Yehuda is lekula. Rabbanan is lechumra. Apparently, Reb Yehuda, who allowed someone to weigh meat against another kli, which could then be weighed or had a known weight, the Chachamim said you can't even get near a kaf gozayim, but said even to be shemer minachabarim. So, in other words, Reb Yehuda, when it comes to issues of simchas yontif, to allow you to get your things done with efficiency, and so on, he was lekula. Rabbanan lechumra, kashi Reb Yehuda, kashi Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. How do we explain these two mishnayos one after the other? They seem to reverse the shita. Says the Gemara, they don't reverse the shitas at all. The Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda, kashi. I mean, there we're talking about a kofitz. I mean, you don't get a bigger change than that. I mean, that's the most total eino omed lamida, right? You're bedafka using something that you don't use for selling. Over here, lamais, it's the type of thing that is meyuchat for mida. So that's already comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, listen, I hold the things that are bederach mekach umemkar as it lived in Dechol, we can't use. The rabbanan ad rabbanan amel akasha. Because hasim ka'avikid avdin b'chol. Look, over there it's true that you made a shinui. But, I mean, lamaisa, you're using a scale. A scale is something that is always used b'derech mekach u'memkar. And the fact is that if a butcher didn't have available his weight, he left his weight at home or whatever, this is what he would do. If he was actually selling, he would weigh something and then he would get the weight later. That's called uvda d'chol. But acha, look, avdin and uvda d'chol. Listen, there's nothing that is, a guy's borrowing wine. What's uvda d'chol about using a particular, but because the kli has marks on it, it was never used for mechira, it's just time in your cabinet. You took out a kli, why is that uvda d'chol? Therefore, the rabbanan also no stira. Rava amach. The meaning of the mission is like this. Avalobimida is not a reference to the kli. Avalobimida means that when you're borrowing something from someone, shelo yizkor lo shem mida. You shouldn't say, I want a liter of wine. Say, let me a bottle of wine. Avakli amyuchad lemida yimalenu. You could even give him a liter of wine in a liter measure, as long as he didn't say, give me a liter.
It's a dover.
Give me a bottle. Yeah, it's like it. I don't know if you have to mamish literally
the
come on.
Speech
to,
is what makes it
I don't,
the whole.
I don't think so.
The speech is what makes it move in the whole.
Saying that it's a specific amount is the way. We'll see. I mean, the Gemara is going to have to be a b'chalak aliba this lashon also between the mission before. So we'll see how it's ma'agir. V'yos Rabbi Yehuda l'meim, huh? Rabbi Yehuda now is coming to be ma'agir. He's saying, even if you're not maskir, the mida, kli hamiyuchad lemida lo yimalenu. If this is the type of kli that you use, the actual kli, I mean, that you use in your store, so then that's not what you should use to be mamalik. Okay, so this is the thing that you'd be mated with. So again, ask the Gemara. So in other words, you're telling me that gabe simchas yontev, Reb Yehuda is lechumra, and Rabbanan lekula. But we just had the Mishnah yesterday. Ibrashaminalu. Ditznan Reb Yehuda emir shokel adam basar keneged akli keneged akofitz. Vechachomim omrim ein mashkichin bekaf bozayim kol ikar. In which case, alma Reb Yehuda lekula, Rabbanan lechumra. So what happened now in this Mishnah that they reversed the Shita? Kasha Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda. Kasha Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. So the Reb Yehuda, look, Kasha, says the Gemara, in this Lashon is because Asa B'Sheinu Miyuchad L'Mida. Ocha Miyuchad L'Mida. The previous Lashon had Reb Yehuda answering even if it wasn't Miyuchad L'Mida, but it was Aymeh L'Mida. So here it's obvious the difference. The kofitz is not something which is used specifically for measuring or for weighing. Mashen kein, the liter measuring cup is used specifically. So there's obviously no comparison between the two cases. Rabbanan ad Rabbanan amin akasha. Hasam ka'avit kidavdin b'cho. The way in which normally your nayeg is to take a scale. But achalo ka'avit kidavdin b'cho. Because, I mean, if you would really be buying and selling, so why isn't anybody saying how much you're buying and selling? Why don't you say, give me a liter, or give me a pound, I mean, whatever you're measuring over here. Isn't that the derech of mekach u'melkach? You don't say, give me a bottle. What's a bottle supposed to mean? How much is a bottle? So therefore, the very fact that you said it that way, even if it's miyuchad l'mida, means that what you're doing is not the derech of mekach u'melkach. Why is that? The attribution of a karbichav from the tequila, v'shatu. Understand? It's very normal that somebody would go to a neighbor and say, let me have some wine. So if all that you had was a container that had measurements on it, so you wouldn't give him the wine in that? That's what I have. My other cups are dirty, so I give you a measuring cup. What's so terrible about that? You can't say it's the etzen use of a measuring cup that makes it the derech mekach u'memkar. If people would use measuring cups to feed their baby, what's a mekach u'memkar? Ella, it's the context. The context. If somebody says, "Give me 3 teaspoons," so then I don't know if I have a teaspoon measurement, so then it's a problem.
But a neighbor orders to.
This is talking about chaveira. Yeah, but he has things that are used for his bechira. Shemayder u'meichel is Rashi. Is the pshat miyuchad l'mida. Miyuchad l'mida is for medida and bechira.
Only
use for that.
Well.
Yeah, mukhs it's not because it's not expensive that I would set it aside. But but we're talking about over here the derek of the actual act, not the mukhs problem.
Should I go ask them?
No, it's not going to help. They've been planning this for the past 6 months. Your request that they should wait another half hour is not going to. Volume measurement. Why dafka during Cholamoy? Because Cholamoy was very busy. People used to, that was the time they had to learn. All year round they're busy doing this, and they had to learn. So they would all come to Abishol ben Bitnis to ask questions, and this thing in that time, sit around here in the store. Tana Rabbana, despite all of this, it says in the Braisa that what he used to do is, even though he took such care to make sure that he never cheated his purchasers. Lamaisa, after selling the contents of a barrel, so let's say a barrel was supposed to hold 40 liter. He sold 40 liter, and there's always something left. Because Lamaisa, you can't get everything out. And he, all the part that was left was like Ginev. What's he doing with that? He sold this, so why is it still here? Elabai, he stole it from his buyers. So he would never be nana from that, and he would set it aside. And until he finally got Sholosh Meyas Garba Yayin Mi Biruri Amida. He had 300 barrels. And his friends, oh, they had a whole group of tzaddikim that were storekeepers. Chaverov Kansu Sholosh Meyas Garba Yayin Mi Mitsu Yamidas. He had from Biruri Amidas was Yayin. What did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was about to explain. And Mitzu Yamidas is only Shemen. I don't know how I said Yayin. So as we explained earlier, the Lashon of Mitzu means to drip out, to get every last bit out. The Lashon of Birure is the parts that are not usable, the foam and the flecks that come in with the wine. You have to wait until it goes. That's why the different Lashon. But between them, they each had 300 barrels worth of things that they held that weren't supposed to be theirs. Because they sold the amount that was left over a period of decades. So they came to Yerushalayim. They didn't want to be magdish them because it was a gzeila. How could they be magdish them? But they figured, okay, we don't know to whom it belongs. We'll bring it to the gizborim, let them do what they want with it. If they hold it, could be used by hegdish, fine. So Amru lahem, the chachamim said to them, this is ridiculous. It's all mechila. Basically, you did your best, so you weren't sitting there to try to steal. People know they can't sit around all day long to make sure that they scrape out every last bit. What do you want them to squeeze the barrel? So, but that's mechila. That's the norm. People understand that there's a little bit, and that's what the price includes. It's priced in order that this be left over. I said, what do you make such a big deal? It's yours. You don't have to bring it to anybody. So they said, Amru lahem, afan enetzoneinu b'kam. It's all very nice that it's up to us, but the same way that the buyers say they're Michael, we don't want their mechila. What do we want to be nana from people that we didn't? We're taking their money for no reason. We're not interested in this one. Amru lahem, okay. You want to be machmir on yourself. So what are you bringing it to Agdish for? The thing to do under these circumstances is your. What is your thinking? Your thinking is that this doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the innumerable clients that have bought from us. So what are you giving it to Agdish?
hegdish for?
If it's a hegdish, the clients don't get anything out of it. But say, put it in a pushka. Well, put it in a pushka. What you should do is you should use it to build roads, do something that people get hanoah from. They get hanoah if you put it in a pushka. So therefore, what you should do is asunim tzorchei rabbi. The tiny, let's say somebody was gazal. Ve'hini yodeh lemi gazal. That's what you want to be machmir on yourself, that it's similar to gzela you hold, okay? The din is lemaisa, if someone had stolen from people, and he doesn't know, he's been stealing for so many years, he lose track, you know, after a while. Did I do that job, or was that Joe, you know? So what should you do? You don't know how to pay back? Who are you going to pay back? Yasem em tzorchei rabbi. Use the money for something that everybody gets benefit from. My Nina, what do we mean, tzorchei rabbi? Amrav Chista. Water works. Borot shekhinah ma'arot. So it would be cisterns. People that have water and so on, build nicer roads, whatever. There's things to do with money that everybody can be nene from, but giving it to Hegdash is not necessarily anybody's desire. Adabre Reb Chitzur of Anuukva, the Dorash, lo yimdod adam sa'orim v'yitein lefnei b'hem tov b'yom tov. Same thing would be true, a person, even if he wants to bring out some horse food, right? So he should not bring it in a midah. This is also the derech in which you would do mekach u'memka, but what you would do is koder kavo kobay v'notein lifnei v'hem tov. You can do, so at the time that you do the medida, forget about you're carrying it out now, you're doing the medida, it looks like you're being Isaac and selling, buying and selling, what's he doing? But the norm to do medida was that you poured into the cup until you filled the cup. To take that cup and to use it as a shovel and to pull it out, that's not called a derech of medida. That's called stamed. It's clear that you just need to use this in order to pull it out. That you could do, to be koder. In order to make a hole in a pile, we use the lotion of koder. Use it to shovel out the se'orim. That you can do. V'hanachtom, in this case, normally a nachtom means a baker. But we've seen many times that the word nachtom, not only because the people who had the large tanurim used to not only use it for baking, but they would use it for the kederais as well. And they used to do that here in Meir Shorim. The people didn't have in their own, they used to carry the cholent to the nachtom, or Shabbos, everybody would carry the cholent over to Wiesel's bakery to keep it warm. But we hear the nachtomim would also be like caterers, which they take out on Shabbos. So well, it depends whether you wanted to get them. That's, so of course, it wasn't really. So that was only with the love of Esrogim that they killed each other. Wiesel things were calm in any event. So he can be mode tavlin v'notein l'toki teratov. He's got to put in spices. You can't approximate spices. Kadesh lo yagdiach tafshilo. You're going to burn out the tafshil, meaning you'll mess it up. You'll do a little too much of this, a little too that. It'll be all the proportions will be wrong. So over there, that's not considered to be derechol. That's the direct use of the way that you cook on the spot. Tavlin is a very little bit. That has to be done. For tzarech ha'chol nefesh. Omer v'yirmi av'arav, omer av. It's also true that modedet Isha Kemach Biyonta, the woman is baking. So you say, okay, so she could approximate. I mean, she needs to have exactly one cup of flour per. No, she does. Why does she need to have it exactly? Not because she can't get a decent bread made, but because she'll end up giving less challah. Because the natural human tendency is to say, I would probably use less. I'll give a little less. No. But if she measures, so then she can't fool herself with thinking that she used less. So we want her, Kadesh Titol Challah Ba'ayin Yafa. Some who learn that tak, you should measure your peres before taking off truma for the same reason, because you'll be mamayit. Shmuel Amar Asur. Shmuel says no, that you can't do. What do you mean that you can't do? Atana Devei Shmuel Mutter. I understand. Shmuel, we saw before that many of the Tanayim and Amoraim had their own seder of brisa. Atana Devei. So the Atana Devei Shmuel. The Shmuel had arranged his own seder of Vetosefta. Vetosefta Shmuel. Similar to Vetosefta. In his own Seder of the Brisa that he put down, Rashi says the same way Rebbe did for the Mishnah. It's exactly the same thing. Rebbe didn't make anything up. There were Tanoim set over, and he organized it. Shmuel organized his own organization, choosing the things that he wanted to be Koveya. So in his own Tosefta, it says Mutter. So how does Shmuel himself say Aser? Omer Abaye, well, Hashem or Shmuel Aser, the Tana Devei Shmuel Mutter. obviously this is a halacha of a merit cane issue. In other words, Shmuel halacha lamaisa asa lashmina. What Shmuel wanted to do was to show us that we're not meir this halacha, but lamaisa in terms of a limud of this halacha, where we need to understand the halacha, that he was koveyin the tosefta, that it was mutter. Somebody comes to ask you, you tell him it's us. Tana rabbanan ein shonin kemach biyom tov. Now, we know, again, that normally all of the malachas, either that could have been done before Yontev, where Rashi learns, or malachas where the derech is to do a lot at one time, so that it's more a malacha that is not directly associated with the food that you're about to eat, or malachas where generally a long time passes between the malacha and the actual use of the, like, from the time you cut down the ketzira in your field till the time it appears in your challah on the table could be a number of months. Now, all whatever, that's the rush, the biri, the Rashi, different shot to me why, how we're machalik, which things are mutter to do on Yontav, which things are not mutter to do on Yontav. But in any event, normally, we do not do harkada. The sifting of flour is generally done a lot at a time. And you set it aside, and you have bags of flour. Right before you use it, what we do is not sifting. We get flour that's sifted a million times before we get it. That last sifting that we do, if we do, is called shonim, because it's the re-sifting. You just want to, in case anything fell in, or you want to just check it, or it gets, you want to make it fluffy or whatever, so you could do a quick re-sifting of the flour.
It's not the primary separation.
Correct. Yeah. But that is a major job to actually do the original sifting, because it's full of junk. No matter how well you did your winnowing, and obviously there's tons of stuff that is still left to get ground in with the flour. And so in the mela, there's a gentle sub-malacha called shayni. The type of harkada that's not immediately for using it for baking. That's not really the malacha of harkada because there's no subin that's left behind. So it doesn't even look like the normal of harkada. Therefore, come along, Rabbi Papias, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. There's nothing there. There's nothing left. So what?
No riku, I said.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing that's dancing, exactly. So, you want to be papayas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says it. There's no issur in that because that's just basically being miyat for the flour right before eating. It couldn't be done so much before, and that's not the derech to do it so much before. So over there, it's okay. So they tain it shoni v'shavim shimnafala tocha and svaro kisim shishoni. Not only that, but even if lemaisa something did fall in to it, so you know that some rocks fell in, you have to get it out. Can also go through the actual sifter. Because lemaisa, it's not the norm what you're sifting for. You happen to have things that are left behind. That's not the normal derech of harkada. Tony Tanaka made the Ravina. No. Ain't shining cannot be Yontav. You can't do that because that could also be done before Yontav. Avol nafal tzroro kisem borer biyado. What you should do is, if something fell in, take it out like we had before by kidneys. We're borer kidneys. Put it into a plate. You'll see the rocks. Take out the rocks. And then you can use it without going through the whole sifting procedure. Omar Levi, that's even worse. If I'm going through a shayneim, it doesn't even look like I'm doing anything. Because, I mean, if a stone that's left behind is not the normal harkada. But if I spread it out and I take it out, that's much more the derech of Beirer than what I was doing was. If you're going to ask for that, well, I want it to be matir, for sure you have to ask for doing it biyada. As a machlokas with shayneim, is he coming to be machmer or be make? Is he coming to say, so, no, that's us, or this for sure is us, or is he coming to say, hey man, if you're going to say that's us, this for sure is us, but actually, the Hakkara was mutter. That's a machlokas. The Rama actually brings both days. It's not so clear. Beis Yosef says it's bestaber iser. All right. Yeah, I mean, it's again, we need to be mechalik between the cases of kidneys, because kidneys, the derech is to be buried on the spot. The derech of dogon is not to be buried on the spot, so therefore it's included in those things we don't do on Yontav. We do tons of it at the same time. This happened to be an accident, this case. If Shiloh was, do we compare it to the Briras kidneys or not? I mean, basically, but certainly not the normal derech of a bearer of small pieces that are, he would take out. And actually, once happened that Rava Baravuna Zuti came along, and he was Apiska the Narada. So he thought he was bringing great news to the residents of Narada. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you very special news for Simchas Yontif. Shainim Kemach B'Yontif. And of course, Nachman was the Rav in Narada, and he didn't need favors from Rav Baravuna. So Amar lo Rav Nachman, Poku va'omra lo la'aba, do me a favor, and go out and tell my dear friend over there, Shkila tivutech v'shadayach yizre. Take your favors and throw them on the thorns. They can use them a lot more than we can use them. What do you think we are over here, a bunch of Amaratsin? Puk chozikama mahulta hadrin benarado. Just walk out on the streets and see how many people are lending sifters to each other. Everybody knows this, the Chinese on Yontif. Now, the visa of Rav Yosef, nala kimcha gaba de mahulta. Rav Yosef's wife, she wanted to be machmir, so she made a shinui. And when she would be shina, she would do it on the edge of the nafa. But the problem is, if you do it on the edge of the sifter, you get a lot of kemach falling over the edge. It doesn't go through the sifter at all. So Rav Yosef said to her, excuse me, darling, but these chumras are not for me. Chazida ana rifta ma'alita ba'ina. I like my bread nice and clean. So please don't do it that way. So he knows he held that there was no inyan to do shainin b'shinui. The visa of the Ravashi, Niela Kimcha Gaba de Betura, Ravashi's wife, she would do her shainim. Rashi learns that Gaba de Betura means the back of the table. So, in other words, instead of having it directly into the Kliyan, let's put it behind the table. So it would be more like a shinui. She did it the right way, but not directly into the kli that everybody would see. So it was like a shinui for moved into chol. Others learn agava means on the table instead of into the container. So she would let it sift the flour directly on the table, then she would collect it. And that was the shinui. But in any event, that she did properly, because what came out at least was properly done. So he said, Rav Ashi said, look, I know what Rav Yosef complains about his wife, but Hadi Dan, listen, our wife, oh, she's special. She's Barti, the Rami Bar Chama. You know, she's not just some lady. She's Rami Bar Chama's daughter. Now, let me tell you something. Rami Bar Chama was well known as a Mora de Uvda. He was klor, every halacha was done with very careful consideration. If she hadn't seen that behavior back in the kitchen at home, she wouldn't have been doing it. I'm not going to tell her to do different than she did back in the old home. Probably that's right. You know, so he didn't tell his wife to do it otherwise, which is the wise way to do things. Rabbi Yaakov. Wait. Our president is here. Our president.
Doctor, the commissioner.
Olech adam mitzel chenvani haragil etzlo. Omer lo, temi beitzim vegozim biminyan. Shken derech ba'al habayit ayot moneh betoch beito. Even though we said before, that norm, we want to be careful not to be doing kinyan or mechira, the derech that we do it in the chol, so we don't mention a liter or we don't mention particular volumes and weights, but you can mention numbers. You could say, give me a dozen eights. Why? Because a balabayit in his own home will do that. So you could ask, could you bring me out 5 eggs? For you? No, it's because you need a particular amount. It's not because that's something to do with kinyan and mechira. It's because, indeed, these are issues that you take particularly what you needed all the time. So it has nothing to do with the derech of mekach u'memkar necessarily. Tana Rabbanan, holech adam etzel ro'eh haragil etzlo. If there's a guy that knows you well, so he's willing to trust you. And he's a shepherd. Every once in a while, you'll buy an animal from him. It's Yontif. So, Give me a gedi. You don't say, I'll pay you after. You don't mention anything. Say, give me. The guy knows. Obviously, it's yontif, and you'll come back and pay him later. Or you could go to a tabach haragil etzlo. You could say, give me a shoulder steak, or give me a yerach achat. You could go to a patam, who fattens birds for sale, again, who you know and who trusts you. And you say to him, tein li torachat, or gozalachat. You go to a nachtom, a baker who knows you. Say, tein li kikarachat, or gluskachat. You could go to a grocery store, it's a chenvani. Here makes no difference whether it's a goy or a Jew. No, it makes no difference, either a goy or a Jew, as Tosis points out.
Remember the wine store in California? They come to the owner of the wine store all the time and go to the Shabbos and say, can I have this, can I have this?
Which wine store was that?
Wine.
Ah. Yes, but they never paid. That was the problem. No, the wine store owner went bankrupt.
Because I'm just trying to figure out what these Jews, I mean, it's not like you're in their stores, right? You're going to their house and ask to buy. You're not in their store.
You're in their store too, I know.
That's why the local storekeepers make sure they're not doing your
yeah. No, I mean, you're supposed to keep the door closed.
And make sure they don't do
it. Right, nothing on me. But the Arabs, they get a lot of business on Yom Tov.
And Shabbos. Did I ever talk to you about that you can't walk into the store?
What?
I was going into a store, and somebody said that you can't go into the store on Shabbos.
Is that what it was?
I'm asking.
Was an electronic door open here?
I don't know. I don't know.
I told you sure I went into a store in the Shuk, and maybe said, on Shabbos, you can't be in a store in the Shuk.
Maybe it was a store not of things that could be used for yontif, you mean?
Okay.
Gomelo, teile esrim beitzim, uchamishim eguzim, urasara farsakim, uchamishar ribonim, etrog elchad, ubevat shelo yaskir lo tzchum mida. It shouldn't be a mida. Rashi learned tzchum mida is mida. Lo yaskir lo mida, don't give me a pound. Don't talk about how many kilos you want. But Tosa says so. Why is it skum? It doesn't have anything to do with skum. It's just a bavakras kilomida. Therefore, Tosa learns the issue over here is don't add it up as if you're making a cheshbon. And that makes with the 20 I took the day before 35. Because then our results, in other words, we're keeping track over here of your cheshbon. We're supposed to be keeping track of a cheshbon. So that's the skum. Don't add up. Where did I get to? You shouldn't say, Rashi learns that simply means money. Don't use any reference to money. Tosus again says this means you shouldn't tell him, and now I owe you X. Same idea. Mekach means the price. Yeah, this makes 3 dozen eggs I owe you, or this makes 450. Hadron aloch ein sadin. That was without even hakona.
We can't.
This is terrible. You missed the end of a parrot. It's the worst. Okay. Hamevi kadei yayin mimakom lemakom lo yevien besala bekupa avamevio al ketefo o lefanav. So somebody who has to carry, obviously where it's mutter, doesn't mean that he's going to put some kumay that keeps all of those alogas. But nonetheless, you have to be careful that it shouldn't be begetter maisech chol, which is carrying a lot at a time and so on. So exactly, you shouldn't be carrying it in a shopping bag. You can put a little bit in front of you. We'll talk about the details of the Mishnah tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Let's do a good chazor. Lo yomar adam atabach shkoli b'dinar basar avashochet u'mechalek b'neyem echi ravi. Omer Adam lechaveru malei likli zeva lo b'mida. Rabbi Yehuda Omer maya kli shomida lo yimalenu. Maase b'avashor b'bit nishayim malei midotav mer b'yomtov. V'notana l'kuchot b'yomtov. Avashor lomer av b'moed ayos. Again, it may be rurei amidas. V'chachomim omrim av b'cholos again. It may be mitzui amidas. My avalobi mida, Amr of Yonam Shmuel avalobi kli ham yuchad lmida, but a kli haomed lmida yimalenu, asir abir lmeimar, no, fil kli haomed lmida, lo yimalenu. Wait, so you're telling me Gabi Sivkasyota, Rebira lachum rabon lakula? Vayib Hashem inu lezitzan, Rebira omer shorki alodan basa kenegad hakli, u kenegad hakofit, vachomim omer neim bashkicha bekapu zayim kol ikar, Amr Rebira lakula vrabon lachum ra, kasha Rebira kasha rabon and ad rabon, huh? The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha hasa misha ina omeid lemida. Hocho bo omeid lemida. Rabban, Rabban, lami lo kasha. Hatam kavit ki rabdinam b'chol. Hocho lo kavit ki rabdinam b'chol. Rav amar, mai aval lo b'mida, shelo yazkir lo shem mida, v'kli am yuchad lemida even. Yimaleno. As Rabbi Yehuda lo meimar, no. Akli am yuchad lemida lo yimaleno. So alma gavi zibkas yantev, Rabbi Yehuda lo chum, Rabban, lo kula. Vayib Hashem inu lo detzar Rabbi Yiramir shalke lo adam basa kenegar aklim kenegar akofitz vachachom yilayimri en mashkiyitim bekap gozaim kolika alma Rabbi Yiramir lukul rabban alachum kash Rabbi Yiramir lukul kash rabban alachum Rabbi Yiramir lukul kash rahotam b'she'eno miyuchad lamida whereas hachum miyuchad lamida rabban anam lo kash asim kavit kid avdinam b'chol v'hacha because he didn't say anything lo kavit kid avdinam b'chol. Why? Because I have the ancient in Mekabechamba, but money to kill of a shatter. So how? The money itself is not what defines it. Ma'ase b'avashor ben bit nistana. Af b'moed osekein mitnei bitu beta midrash. Tan rabbonah. Who kanas at the end of a long time shalosh meos karbayayin mi burirei amidot et chaverof kot shalosh meos karbayshemen mi mitzui amidot ve'viyum livnei agizborim v'lirushalayim. Amrulayim, what's this all about? Yatam zikukin laka. Amrulayim, well, afano ein ratzonino baka. Amrulayim, so ichmartem al atzmachem. So then, asumim tzorchei rabbi. Detanya gazal, ven yodeo lemi gazal, yasav tzorchei rabbi. But what do you bring it to Hekdesh for? My ninu, amruchis te borot shichinu me'arot. Adab, iruchis rabana ukva v'dorash, lo yimdod adam seorim, v'yitain if they b'em to b'yom. Aval, Kodero, kavo, kabayim, not evlei bento veno choshish. Hanachtom is even a lot we made a tavli, menotena tov gdeiro to, kedeshlo yagbiach tafshilo. Omre, birme barav, omarav, modedet isha kemach biyomta, venotena tov hisata, kedeshetito chala ba'ain yafa. Veshmuel amar asur, vatana de veshmuel mutar, omrabai hashkam shmuel asur, vatana de veshmuel mutar, clearly, Shmuel was coming to tell us a lot of my sauce, Rina. Tana Rabbanan ain't shame in Kemach b'yom tov mishum rabbi papayis rabbi rabbi mesei right now. No, it's mutter even to be shiny. V'shovim sh'inafal l'tochan tzror o kise, sh'shoni. Toni tara kemedu ravina ain't shani kemach b'yom tov avaldot v'tzror o kise. What you can do is you can be borer b'yodo. Amar lei, what? Koshki dosa. Ta'ave like you borer. Doraj Rabba Baravunazuti Apitsch Dinarda, Shonin Kemach Biyam Tov, Amalu Renapu, Poku Vomrelaba, Shkila Tivutzer Vishari Achizre, Poku Chazi Kama Mahulta Adri Menarda already. The visit of Yosef Nala Kimcha Gabri Mahulta, Amalu Chazi, the Anna Rifta Mahalita Beina, and I'm not going to get it this way. The Vita the Ravashi, Nala Kimcha Gabri the Petura, Om Ravashi, well, Hadi Don, Parti the Mara, the Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama was a Mara de Uvda Avi. Lo de Chosri Bein Asha, Lo Avi Avda. Her lecho da metzuch en vani aragil et slov omer lo, ten li beitzim ve gozim be minyan. Shkech terech bala bayit, even in his own house. Li ot mone betov beto. Ton rabban ro lecha da metzuch ro e aragil et slov omer lo, ten li gedi echad ot leechad. or etzel tabach haragil etzlo b'merot eni kaf achat or yerach achat or etzel patam haragil etzlo b'merot eni tor achat or gozel achat or etzel anachtom haragil etzlo b'merot eni kikar achat or gluska achat or even etzel chenvanir haragil etzlo b'merot eni asrim beitzim or chamisha gozim asara farsakim chamisha ribonim et rog echad bevat shlo yaskilo sum mida Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer bevat shlo yaskilo sum meka Hadron Allah and Sodin.
Well done.
Get the car.